special day today, isn't it, when we honour mothers and we remember the gift that God gave us of motherhood. And I don't know about you, but I think mothers are brilliant, aren't they? Yeah, me and John are in total agreement that mothers are brilliant. The rest of you are not getting your dinners today. Mothers are getting the gift God gave us of motherhood. So we're going to start off with a word of prayer. Then we're going to do the mystery seat. And we've got two or three other things to do today as well that we can all join in on. So let's just have a word of prayer. Father God, we want to thank you for the gift of motherhood. We want to thank you that you created mothers. You created an amazing ability to care for, to love, to bring up children that mothers have. And we thank you for that today. And we thank you for each and every mother and each and every lady in this room today. Father God, thank you for them. In the name of Jesus, amen. Right, we're going to start off with the mystery seat. And how are we going to do it? Because there's always lots of shouting out people wanting to win. So we're going to start off each side. We're going to pick the row first. Then we're going to go back and pick the seat on that row. So I need somebody to pick a ball out of the bag. Is this not working?
Just interrupt you. Mountains is on, I believe. I didn't realise. So teenagers, Mountains, it's on. They're waiting for you in there. So if you're in the Mountains, off you go. Is it only you, John? Oh, no. Any others? Mini-mounts.
Not mini-mounts,
Mountains. Right. Mountains is on, but not mini-mounts. Sorry about that, Dave.
It's all right. Right, so let's have, for this side, let's ask somebody to pick, jump to pick the first ball out. See if there's the row number. Is there end up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? No, it's up to 6. Got to find somebody. Row number, did that go in? I think it may have dropped back in. If not, we'll find it in a minute. Row number 5, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4. This row, Andy Kellen's looking excited. Right, I'll ask Carol to pick for this side. So row number 5 on that one.
Number 2.
Row number 2 on this one. I think Ebba's in for a winner here. Ebba, do you want to pick one for this side? No. 7 again, I'll tell you what. Don't put it back in this time. That's my fault. 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. John's row at the back. 5. And you've got to pick one, John. Over here.
5
again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Back row. 5. Oh, now it's last Ray to pick here. So this is for the winner on that row. Right, on this side, you have to pick from Santilli. There's some chocolates on the front. Yeah. Number 8, which, oh, it was only Ebba, wasn't it? So Ebba wins on this row. Pat. Ebba's won on this one. And let's have a look. Do you want to pick a number for this row here? Oh, number, I don't think there's number 9. Let's see if we can pick a low number. 9, I'll have to keep that one. No 8. Who's put all these 9s and 8s in this bag? 4. 1, 2. Yeah, I'll let you sort it out between Joe and Bertha. And the very last one for this one. Do you want to pick one, Sam? No, there's only 1, 2, and 3. 8. 9. 3. Right, well done. That's the mystery seat. And there wasn't much heckling that time. See, the mystery seat, you normally get booed and jeered at. Thank you. You made me feel at home now. Right, what we're going to do today, we're going to have a memory verse. We're going to do a memory verse. Then We're going to do a couple of 20 questions quizzes on guessing mothers. Then we're going to think about some of the things, some of the words that describe good mothers. And then we've got a story. So first of all, if Elizabeth will put up the memory verse, it's coming. It's on its way. It's there. Right, this is the memory verse for today. So we're all going to say it together. And then what we're going to try and do, so they say it's got fathers in the shaking. Shh. What we're going to do, it's always one, isn't it? What we're going to do is go through it all saying it together. And then we're going to pull out some words, blank off some words, and see if we can remember it. Okay, and this is the fifth commandment. And it's the first commandment with a promise in the Old Testament. Okay, so let's read it together. Honour your father and mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Right, we'll say it one more time. My wife's telling me I'm not loud enough. Right, one more time. Honour your father and mother as the Lord God commanded you, so that you may live long and it may go well with you in the land your God is giving you. Deuteronomy chapter 15. Right, now then, Elizabeth, can you cut out which words? Well, that's somebody to pick a word. What word should we? We can't pull mother out, but what other words should we pull out? Do you want to pick a word? Should we pick out long? Live long. So we knock out live long. Anyone else wants to pick a word over here? Pardon? Commanded. So we can knock out commanded as well. You found it, commanded. Yeah. Can't get the staff these days. Right, shall we try it again? One, two, three. Honour your father and mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land your God is giving you. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Right, we're going to knock out two more words. Let's knock out honour. Can you knock that one out, Elizabeth? Let's knock out honour. And let's knock out giving you at the end. Now then, this is where I hope I get it right. Yeah, on the count of three. One, two, three. Honour your father and mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may go well, you may go well with you in the Lord your God is giving you. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. That's great. You can knock that off now, Elizabeth. So we need to remember, what was the first word? Honour. So we're going to think today, remember that word about honouring. To honour your father and mother, honour your mother. So there we're going to think about honouring the mother. Now we're going to have we're going to have a quiz. And the idea of this quiz is to start to think of some mothers. And so you've got 20 questions to guess a mother I'm thinking of. And just to prove I can't change it, Elizabeth's going to put a picture of the mother up on the screen when you've guessed what it is. So think about, rather than just guessing names of mothers, think about, is this mother in the Bible or not in the Bible? Is she alive today? Does she live in this country or does she live in another country? Well, I can only answer yes or no. So we're going to think of a mother. And this is a very famous mother, the first one. And I can guarantee everyone knows this mother. Right, does anyone want a first guess or first question? Should we go start? We'll go in sections. We'll start over here first, everyone in this section. Question number one. She's not in the Bible. So it's a mother who's not in the Bible. This section? She is alive today. This section? Pardon? She is from England, very much so. The grandmother has been in the news a lot this week, hasn't she? So we're going to start with the next one, so we're on to this section. So we start with a new mother, a different mother. I should say, not a new mother, a different mother. She's not an Old Testament mother. She's in the Bible. Oh, I wonder which... She's not in the Old, but she's in the Bible, so she must be in the New Testament. It's not Mary. Eileen, what do you say? It is. Let's have a look. Elizabeth, John the Baptist's mother. Eileen got that one. Right, and the next one, I'll just make sure I've got them in the right order. We've got one more. We're just going to do one more. Any questions from this side? She's in the Bible. Is anyone videoing this? You might earn 250 quid. She's not in the New Testament. She's in the Bible, but not in the New Testament. She's very old now. She wasn't that old when she became a mother, but she was oldish, not that old. She's in the first half. It's not Hannah. We're on this side now. She's not a pillar of salt. It's not Eve. Just put your hands up. It's not Naomi. Hey, Eileen's on top form today. It's Ruth. That's different mothers in the Bible, different mothers nowadays, different mothers in the Bible. What we're going to think about now is some words that describe a really good mother. What really good mothers do. Now, I'll give you a first one. Really good mothers love lots, don't they? A really good mother really loves the children. And the children feel that love and feel really good about it. So the first one's love. Any other words that could describe a mum? A good mum protects. Any other words? Feeds. A good mum is feeding in the corner. A good mum provides for the children. A good mum encourages, doesn't she? A good mum encourages children, praises them. You know, isn't it good when your mum says, you've done that really well, and you feel really good about it? Any other words? Pardon? Pray. A good mum prays for a child. Then, I'm going to tell you a story. And the story is going to pick up on some of these words. And let's have a look at what some of the words are. We're going to pick on the word love in the story. And we're going to pick up on the word unconditional and cares. All of those things there actually are part of this story. And the idea as well of aspiration, the idea of releasing your child into everything that God's got for them to do. Because sometimes we can have aspirations that are our aspirations and try and put them on our children. And in this story, it's about how this lady released her kids to do what God wanted them to do. Now, then, I'm going to tell you a story about a lady called Susanna. And Susanna was born Susanna Ainsley. And she was born, her birthday was January the 20th, and she was born in the city of London. The good children are sticking their hands up, they're echoing me. It was London. She was born in London, and she was born, listen to this, in 1669. So that was a long time ago. So now she would have been, I'll make sure I get this right, 339 years ago. So a long time ago, she was the youngest. Now, I want all the children to think about this for a minute. Here's a question. She was the youngest in the family. How many children do you think Mum and Dad had? Who can guess a number? This is for the children. Who can guess a number? How many children Mum and Dad had? Anyone guess a number? Somebody said eight. They had more than eight children. So higher number than eight. Anyone else? Any of the children? Not 100 children. It's a good. It's quite eight. It's not. It's a good guess. Not quite 100. More than eight. Less than 100. More than 12. Less than 100. More than 20. Now this is surprising to me, isn't it? More than 20. Right over, Hannah. Less than 29, but more than 20. 25. She was the last of 25 children. Now that's what you call a big family. She was the last of 25 children. She was brought up in a house where every child knew what it meant to be loved by the mum. They had a great mum. If any time they grazed me off, any time they hurt themselves, they knew the mum would always look after them, always care for them. They were cared, they were loved, they were cared for. But you know, the mum wanted the best for her children. And Susanna in that day, girls didn't go to school. Any girls like that idea? Girls didn't have to go to school. So Susanna's mum taught Susanna at home, and she loved to learn. Does anyone like reading books? Yeah, who's got a favourite book they like reading? Anyone? Yeah? Some favourite books people like reading. But she liked. Have you got a favourite book? The Princess. That's a great book, isn't it? Right. Have you got a favourite book? Horrid Henry. You can tell the lads and the girls here, can't you? But the great book. She loved reading books and she loved learning. And she in the house, she was cared for, she was loved, and she started to learn. And it was said of her that she had amazing ability to learn and read. So she kept on getting brighter and brighter and learning more and learning more. But not only did she learn more lessons like you would do at school. Now, what lessons might you do at school? Does anyone do literacy? Yeah? We do literacy. Does anyone do numeracy at school? Yeah? She did literacy, she did numeracy, she did... Let's have a think. Who can guess what foreign language she learnt? What foreign language might she have learnt that we still do today? Yeah? Not Latin. Good guess. She didn't do Latin. She did French. So she learnt French at home from reading books. They taught themselves French. And she was a really intelligent young lady. But you know the most amazing thing was in her life that her parents, her dad was a minister, and her dad taught them blood. And she taught them about God. And that was because of the environment that her mother and father created in the family home. They put that into her. And she started to grow up knowing all this. And she grew up. There was a girl growing up who knew what it was to be loved. Knew what it was to be cared for by a mum. Knew what it was for a mum to say, I can see you've got a great potential in this area. I'm going to release you into that area and encourage you in your academic learning, in your caring. And the other thing mum and dad did, they moved to a new church in London which grew and grew and grew. And it was an area of London, I'll make sure I get this word right, which was called Spittlegate. So they moved to Spittlegate in London, and the mum and dad cared for everyone who was poor. There was lots of orphans in the area, lots of people who needed help, and mum and dad would do anything for anyone. If they had something, they would give it away. So she was brought up to learn how to care for people who didn't have what she had. Now then, When she was 19, she got married at 19 to a gentleman called Samuel. Now she'd learned all these things off her mum. What was she going to do with all that she'd learned about being a great mum? She was now going to put it into a practice, as she was going to become a mum. Now, as she did that and she released her children and loved her children, encouraged them to fulfill their God-given potential, I wonder what her children would do. She might have five children. How many children do you think she had in her family with Samuel? Less than 50. I like your guesses because you're looking big, and I like encourage young people to look big, to achieve big things for God. I like your guesses. 14. There was more than 14. More than 14. There was more than 17. Just a little. Do you want another guess? If it's a little bit more than 18, what might it be? A bit more than 18. Next one up. Down a bit. 19. Well done. 19. There was 19 children in the family. And because she wanted to achieve, because she was educated herself, she wanted to put that into her children. And so for the fifth birthday of every child, they had a special day. Now then, have a think, if it was your fifth birthday, what do you like to do for your birthdays? If you're going to have a special party, where might you have it? Anyone have a guess? Where might you have a special party? Anyone ever been to a pool party in the swimming baths? Yeah? Few people been to them? Anyone? What other parties? Anyone been to sort of a McDonald's party? Each child was taught the alphabet on the fifth birthday, and they had the pleasure in the evening of standing in front of the whole family and reciting the alphabet. That's what she did. That's what they did in school. But two of her sons, Charles and John, went off, make sure I get the school right, they went off, she taught them the alphabet, they grew and they prospered and they started to learn things about God, and they went to the Porterhouse School, then went on to Cambridge University. You can still go to Cambridge today, can't you? They went off to Cambridge University. You know what they did in their lives? They took all the loving they'd learnt from the mum, they took all the caring they'd learnt from mum, they took the fact that with God you can do all things. Nothing's too big. That's why I love your answers, because nothing's too big for God to do. You know, he can do it, and he can do it through us. And they took all that learning, and they didn't just then share it with their children. What they did, they took it out and shared it with the world. They took all the things that their mum had invested in them, and they went and they changed the world. Now, one thing I didn't tell you, when Susanna was young, in the country we had what was known as the revolution, the English Civil War. And her dad and mum had suffered in the Civil War. And it's said, because of what John Wesley did, that England never had a revolution like the French did. So mum invested in sons. But they did amazing things. Charles Wesley wrote, I won't ask you to guess this number, but you would be the nearest, I tell you. Charles Wesley wrote 10,000 hymns to God. Imagine writing 10,000 hymns of praise. And we still sing hymns in this church today that he wrote all those years ago. He wrote 10,000. John went all over the country telling people about Jesus, God used him to bring revivals, God used him to draw lots of people to him, God used him to care for the poor all over the country as well. Lots of work was done with the poor. And also, you know, one of the things, the last thing John Wesley ever did in his lifetime was he wrote a letter. The last letter he ever wrote was to a man called William Wilberforce. And it was to encourage William Wilberforce to fight for the abolition of slavery and to keep on fighting. So he was a mum who wasn't allowed to go to school because ladies didn't in those days, but learn off her mum all those lessons that then she grew and thought about, and then she planted them in her children and her children. grew up and did amazing things for God. And I just want to encourage all the mums today to dream dreams for your children. It doesn't matter how old your children are, whether they've grown up already, but still pray for them, still dream dreams. And for all the ladies in the church who were mothers. When I was young, my mum was quite poorly. And we had a lady who looked after us who never had any children of her own. But she had the gift of motherhood in her that she mothered us as kids when we needed it. And so even if you've not got children, that doesn't matter. You've still got that gift in you of motherhood. And so in the church, let's celebrate that today. Let's thank the mothers in the church for being who they are, great mothers in Christ. Let's honour them. And let's encourage the mothers and release the mothers to keep on being the ladies and the girls as they grow up. And we pray, Father God, would you help us, particularly the men and the boys in this room, would you help us support and release the mothers in our church to fulfill their God-given potential so that they can encourage the children as they grow up, their children, to release their potential. Father, we thank you for the way you've created family. We thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, amen. I'll hand back to John. Thank you.